JP Bolduc joining us in the Gabriel Pizza Hotline. JP, you're on right before the commissioner, Randy Ambrosi, is going to join us. No pressure, okay? How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. No pressure at all.
No. So what would you ask the commissioner? See, it's our job. That's our job, JP. Don't worry.
That's your job, yeah, yeah. Me used to go against it when we had these negotiation CBA talks in last spring. So let me tell you, some of them were heated.
I'm sure that they were on both sides. So let's talk to you about the Ottawa Redblacks and what they might be going through here, because they played well over the course of 2 weeks. They played a very good team in the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. 825 yards of offense, one touchdown, and the defense held Winnipeg to less than 20 and didn't win either game. So, you know, how frustrated can this team be, and what would they be looking forward to going into a game like tonight?
I mean, who would have thought that the Lions would have been the best team in the CFL? So they have a really, really good challenge tonight, playing probably the number one team in the CFL. They were able to move the ball really well, but as you said, only one touchdown. You got to score points in the CFL to win games. They have a really good defense, and that defense is equipped to bring them far in the playoffs, far in the season, especially in the fall. But right now, offense is getting going, but they need to score points.
JP, comment ça va?
Ça va bien, toi?
Oh, ça va bien. Combien aimez-vous un jour de jeu?
What?
That's D. That's a D grade.
Hey, it's better than enough.
It's passing.
You're right.
That's passing for Graham Creech there. I don't even know.
How much do you love a game day?
Oh, man, especially now, it was so much fun. It was the atmosphere on Bank Street, just walking down. I would always come in. Most of the time, I would commute because it would be easier, you know, after a game to have a few drinks and, you know, not have to leave your car to room. So I would commute to the game by bus, or sometimes I would bike. It was so much fun. The vibe in the city, the atmosphere in that stadium, walking down the tunnels, oh, it was so much fun. Wow. That's probably one of the things I missed the most, game day in Ottawa.
You know what? You're such a beauty. Taking the bus to the game just with the fans who might be on their way to the game too.
And man of the people.
Exactly. So we've been asking this question, and I'm not sure that there's like an exact answer. So we understand that it's a tough question. But the Ottawa Redblacks in their history, JP, have 22 wins out of a possible 60 games. Okay? 22 out of 60. JP, that's not very good if you're not a math guy. So why is it difficult for this team, and that's in the history of the franchise, why is it difficult for this team to win at home with, as you said, it's a great atmosphere. We can't wait for tonight. People love playing in Ottawa. But what is it about this Redblacks team that has difficulty winning on this field?
It's a good question, because there's everything to win for in Ottawa, the atmosphere, but we just seem to not be able to get it done at home. And that's probably, when I was there in the last couple of years, I remember that Marcel was really trying to look at some solutions to make sure at least if we have a good season, most of the wins would be at home. But this year, I mean, they have a chance to kind of make a statement, and especially they need to win against BC in Ottawa. And that's the most important thing about this thing is in Ottawa. They have to find a way this year to win on Ottawa. So new GM, new vibe on that team, new players, new quarterback. So let's start from scratch and let's find a way to win at home this year.
What were some of the things that you guys discussed or that you thought Marcel tried to do to help that situation?
I mean, we had big lunches on the day before, like provided by the team, like caterer would come in, even looked at maybe, you know, we're sleeping in a hotel on the road and we're winning. Maybe we have to all go to the hotel the night before. So Ottawa kind of looked at if we could book hotel rooms for the dressed players in Ottawa the night before. So we kind of replicate what we were doing on the road. This never really happened because we voted that we thought that was not necessary at home, but we kind of looked at a few solutions that we could do, kind of change the warm up, Do we have meetings? We look at almost everything that we could do to change that tendency of not winning at home. But the talks were cut off by Marcel getting let go a few months ago. So hopefully this new GM and this new coach can get this going.
That's really interesting. Like, it was brought to you to maybe stay in a hotel for some games and stuff, and it was the players that voted that down?
I mean, I love my bed. Don't get me wrong. It's fun to go on the road, but there's nothing like being at home the day before, especially if guys have kids on the team. And it's already tough on the wives and the girlfriends to take care of a household when the player's gone for a few days on the road and all that. And then you add all these home games while you're gone the night before. So, you know, some guys are like, hey, we have responsibilities at home, and we like our own house and all that stuff. So, no.
How crucial is this game for the Red Blacks tonight? I know that they played well. They are 0-2 despite playing pretty good against a real good football team. And even if they play well and lose tonight, 0-3 is not a good place to be, even though they are in what a lot of people consider the weaker conference in the East.
I mean, it's a huge statement, but I'm not going to lie to you guys. Like, I'm heartbroken tonight. I'm cheering with the Red Blacks because they're my team and I love them. But to see Nathan Roop playing like this, it's inspiring for young Canadian players. But he's the best quarterback in the CFL right now. He has better numbers than anybody else. And it's going to be a big challenge for that defense tonight. We keep seeing them. They were playing really well against Winnipeg. Winnipeg is the two-time defending champion. But in my opinion, tonight, this is a real challenge. If our defense play well tonight, I can confirm that we have a great defense, but we have to score points, and they were able to move the ball well. They have to be more clutch in the end zone, but we need to see that coach drawing some plays to have the offense score. He's supposed to be an offensive guru, and he did amazing things in Winnipeg, and from what we saw outside the 20s, he's doing an amazing job this year, but we have to capitalize in the red zone this game, especially against a really good team like BC.
JP Bolduc, former Red Black, and our CFL analyst joining us here on The Drive. And JP, just talk a little bit more about what Nathan Rourke has done as far as, you know, Canadians watching. He is the story of the league so far. He's thrown 88% in a two-game stretch where guys have thrown more than 25 passes a game. It's the best two-game stretch as far as accuracy in the history of the league. So what is he doing right? What have you seen from him? And then being a defensive and special teams guy, what do you think Ottawa can be able to draw up to be able to disrupt some of the timing that BC seems to have so far?
I mean, I don't know him. I've never met him. But I look at his poise. His poise in the pocket looks like Tom Brady. He's just sitting there, going through his read, making the right decision, and he has an amazing touch on the ball. When he played last year, in the last two games of the season, he had a really good game, like some 400 yards passing in the game. People weren't coming, oh, it's only a one-game sample. We know BC can't go and jeopardize their whole franchise on this guy. He's not a quarterback that blah, blah, blah. And Rick Campbell went all in because he probably saw a lot more than everybody else. He saw him in the meetings and on practice field, and he was around the kid, so he knew what he was capable of. And tonight, Ottawa, I think to have success on defense, their defensive line needs to put pressure on that quarterback. They can't let Nathan Rourke sit there and just be comfortable and throw the ball down the field. One of their weak points on their offense is their offensive line. On passing sets, they're really good run blockers, but with the good defensive line that Ottawa has, Theon Lyon, all these guys, they have to create, you know, some type of movement on the line, create some way to get to that quarterback and make him feel uncomfortable. And if they do that, I think they'll have a little bit of success on defense tonight. But it'll be a real challenge for them.
Before we let you go, Trey Ford, a U Sports quarterback, gonna be a quarterback for Edmonton this week. And again, as a proud Canadian, it's Canada Day weekend. We're all happy about the long weekend and the pride of our country. quite amazing that we're going to have two Canadian quarterbacks start this week for their CFL teams.
Yeah, it's amazing. I'm going to say one thing on Trey Ford's side. It's amazing that he's going to get to play, but I think it's a little bit too early in his career. Let the kid get the groove, pro game at a different level. Let him. You know, we see some quarterbacks. I just think about Cody Fajardo, who had 4 or 5 years of being a backup before having a chance to start. I feel that this young kid, who's probably some 22, 23 years old, getting thrown out there because they're trying to find a way to win. I don't think that's the right process he should be in, but I'm looking forward to seeing him play this weekend because he apparently was an amazing player in college, electrifying player. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be fun to watch, but I don't want him to burn his name and lose his mojo, and I want him to have success in the league, Trey Ford, and I would like him to be in a better environment, I think. And I'm not talking about the coach. I'm just talking about their situation. They need to win. There's a lot of pressure on them. They made some moves. They have a new president. They're trying to have a lot of people to games. But if he can win and if he can play well, wow, this is going to be a hell of a run for that kid.
Yeah, it will be really interesting. Trey Ford out of Waterloo. Looks like he's going to get the start for the 0-3 Elks as they are in Hamilton. JP, always great to chat with you. Have a great long weekend. Enjoy all of the games. We can't wait for this one tonight. It's a beautiful night here in Ottawa at the end of June. So I know that you know how that is and how great it is for the fans to be able to come out tonight.
Yeah, that was. I wish I was there. Enjoy, guys. And I'm going to be watching the game from home.
Okay, thanks, JP. Former Red Black JP Bull Duke on the Gabriel Pizza Hotline. When we come back, expected to be joined by the commissioner.